spotlight on President Trump.
The theme for the State of the Union? Choosing greatness.
Subpoena for the Trump Inaugural Committee.
Prosecutors are demanding troves of documents.
An actor's real-life tale.
Hoping some black bastard would come out so that I could kill him.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. The White House says President Trump will make a call for unity and optimism in his State of the Union speech tonight. Let's check in live this morning with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Why he's likely to push again for the border wall. An aide says the president will tell the country that, quote, extraordinary bipartisan achievements are possible if both sides come together to choose greatness. We're told he'll urge Congress to pass an infrastructure package and offer a plan to lower the cost of prescription drugs. Mr. Trump is also expected to announce a goal of ending new HIV infections in the country by the year 2030. The president, for the first time, will be speaking to a chamber dominated by Democrats, and some Democrats say they'll boycott the speech. Others intend to bring guests representing the so-called resistance. Mr. Trump's guests in the First Lady's box will include relatives of those killed by illegal immigrants, a hero police officer of last year's Pittsburgh synagogue shooting, and the first man released from prison as a result of the recently passed criminal justice reforms. Steve?
Well, federal prosecutors in New York have subpoenaed documents from President Trump's inaugural committee. CBS's Paula Reed has more.
A source tells CBS News investigators are seeking information related to donors and what benefits they may have received in exchange for their money. They are specifically looking at any evidence of illegal donations made by foreigners and whether any of them tried to seek to gain influence over the administration.
The committee says it will cooperate with the investigation. Now to Virginia, where there is pressure on Democratic Governor Ralph Northam to resign over a racist photo in a college yearbook. And CBS's Ed O'Keefe in Richmond says there are new questions surrounding the man who might take his place.
It is all completely political. It's a complete smear.
Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax strongly denied allegations of sexual assault, saying the accusations are resurfacing now as he's on the verge of becoming governor.
It's obvious that it's a smear. It's obvious that we're on the eve of, you know, pretty historic time.
Protesters outside the governor's mansion demanded that Northam step down, while the governor remained holed up in private meetings.
A raw admission from actor Liam Neeson has lit up social media with accusations of racism. He tells Britain's The Independent about his reaction when he learned someone close to him had been raped and the attacker was black. Neeson says he walked the streets some time ago with a truncheon looking for trouble.
I did it for maybe a week, hoping some black bastard would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could kill him.
He says it was horrible that he did that, and he's ashamed about the admission. The interview was to promote a new movie about a father seeking revenge. Major airlines are facing new safety questions. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve has more on what some mechanics are saying in a CBS News investigation.
In interviews with 26 airline mechanics at Southwest and American Airlines, all expressed concerns about undue pressure to cut corners or not write up issues to get planes back in service faster. Claims consistent with FAA whistleblower complaints and at least 32 anonymous industry-wide reports since 2015. Several American mechanics agreed to speak, but asked we protect their identity for fear of retaliation.
Sooner or later, somebody's not going to see something because yesterday they were intimidated by what a manager or supervisor might have said to them.
Mechanics can file complaints with their airline, their union, or the FAA, but the FAA office investigating whistleblower complaints can only recommend other offices take follow-up action. And we found indications FAA investigators may be interpreting regulations differently. Some whistleblower complaints to the FAA alleging mechanics were pressured were substantiated, essentially confirmed at American. But when different investigators found similar behavior at Southwest, it was not substantiated, despite those investigators noting the motivation behind management questioning mechanics appears as a tool used to influence the relaxing of standards to look the other way.
New research finds cancers linked to obesity are on the rise among millennials. Live to CBS's Peter King.
Steve, the study shows that young adults developing obesity-related cancer, well, that's happening at a faster rate than previous generations. Dr. Clifford Hudis is with the American Society of Clinical Oncology.
This is sadly, as one might expect, as rates of obesity go up, and they portend a really high risk of public health challenges in the years ahead.
Hudis says obesity has made several cancers much more likely for adults 25 to 49. He says Eating healthier and exercising more could help prevent that. The study appears in The Lancet Public Health. Steve?
Overseas, CBS's Elaine Cobb has details on a Paris apartment building fire that left 10 people dead.
Officials believe the deadly blaze that ripped through the eight-story building was set deliberately. A woman who lives in the building is in custody. Police had been called out earlier last evening when neighbors complained the 40-year-old woman was playing very loud music. Police responding later to the fire found her outside trying to set fire to a car. She had been drinking, and neighbors say she had just been released from psychiatric care. Firefighters battled the blaze for nearly 6 hours, lifting ladders from balcony to balcony to rescue residents. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Pope Francis celebrated Mass on his history-making trip to the United Arab Emirates.
The Lord be with you.
About 180,000 people attending that Mass. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in Venezuela, where deep faith has been tested by political and economic turmoil.
Mass in La Vega not only fills the church, it draws an overflow crowd. Here, Father Alfredo Infante's spiritual message carries a strong political subtext. Father Infante takes me deeper into the slum where there's been no running water for 4 months. The church is also behind this sidewalk free lunch program. Potatoes, cheese, and a dose of vitamins. If not for this, some of these kids wouldn't eat at all.
A lawmaker in one state wants a purchase age increase on one product to evolve into an effective ban on it. Here's CBS's Jim Shanavy.
Hawaii is considering a unique approach to getting people to quit smoking. A bill has been introduced in the legislature that would raise the minimum age for buying cigarettes to 30, effective next year. 1 year later, in 2021, the minimum age for smokers would increase again to 40, then to 50 in 2022, 60 in 2023, and if you want to buy smokes in Hawaii after 2024, you'd have to be 100 years old. The measure would not apply to e-cigarettes, cigars, or chewing tobacco. Jim Shanavy, CBS News.
At the Oscars luncheon yesterday, Hollywood stars were told they'd have 90 seconds from the time their name is called as a winner to the end of their speech. It's a bid to keep the show to 3 hours later this month. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.